Our devotion today is based on the book of Psalms, the 105th chapter, the 16th verse. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food.
Today's prayer. Almighty Father, you've gone to such lengths to give me a good life and to save me, a worthless sinner. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you felt me worthy enough to war against those who seek to destroy me. I will praise your name forever. You alone can call down famines and destroy food supplies of the wicked. You chastise even those you love. Father, all the works of your hands are marvelous. Amen. Today's thought. Think of all the ways that God has defended you. Just for today, think of all the times that He has supplied your needs. Now recall a time that He has chastised you. What did you learn from that famine time?
The action for today. Fast from food. A meal. Or a day. And after you fast, whether it's one meal or the whole day or several days, spend that time that you'd normally eat in communion with the Lord in prayer. And then write down when you're done what you feel the meaning of famine is. I know the longest I've ever fasted was 22 days. I've read many stories of people that have fasted 40 days. I know one personally that has, and maybe one day the Lord will allow me. But many things spiritually can be reached through fasting. Give up food and take on the Lord. Take on His presence. Seek Him with all your heart.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 25. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you've hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and you've revealed them to babes. Today, in your spiritual house construction, we're learning of gutters, which is thankfulness. Gutters catch and channel the falling rain. I ask God to cultivate my family's hearts to abound in thankfulness, contentment, generosity, and joy, no matter what we are facing.
Remember that Mary and I are always here for you. Email us at HisWillMinistry@AOL.com or just drop us a line at P.O. Box 1861, Pinedale. We answer every prayer request, and we have nationwide prayer lines. And within 24 hours of receiving your prayer request, there is hundreds, literally hundreds and thousands of people praying for your needs. You're not alone.